going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I saw you guys come out.
morning to everyone. Happy Easter, everyone.
What's your reaction to the news of the $150 million proposed settlement?
Well, naturally, I'm pleased that the creditors have accepted, you know, the offer from our Catholic family here in Western New York. There's not a lot that I can comment in terms of the details, but I think that's where we'll be working in the next certainly a few weeks, months, to hopefully hammer that out. This has been a long and I think a time for us in the church, and but this is an opportunity for us to help bring that restitution and any kind of healing that we can to those survivors and those who have been abused by clergy, abuse and others in the past. That's been my goal, to bring healing, to bring a sense of hope. And it's difficult to speak of hope when we're in this malaise. And today, I think, was a step forward in resolving that.
Bishop, what is your direct message to survivors who will be watching this in light of today's news?
Well, my direct message to them is certainly, in the name of the church and myself, you know, that I am sincerely sorry for any harm that has been done to them. Not because it's any of their fault. No clergy should ever, that's an abuse of their, of what they're called to as priests, as deacons. You know, in the church, we should expect that our people feel safe, that they feel that that's a place of refuge that they can come to know the Lord. We're in resurrection time right now, Easter, and Easter is about hope. And when someone experiences abuse like that, it's contrary to what the church should be about. We're about the good message of our Lord Jesus, who loved all of us. And I just think that this is a time for us to try to help heal in any way that we can. We can never know the pain that that these survivors and victims have been through, but we can at least try to help them in any way we can. And this financial restitution, as well as our prayers, hopefully will at least bring us a step forward in that.
When are you going to release the secret files to the public? Okay,
those are things that need to take place afterwards, I think, after the settlement.
Pardon me, I didn't hear your question.
That will have to take place after the settlement.
So that a commitment to release the files, but yet they haven't been released at this point to the public.
Well, we have to get through the settlement here first. So,
what's your focus next? What, as you move forward into this next phase too?
Well, I think, as was said in the court, I think we want to see a global settlement. We want to see all of our Catholic Party, as well as our carriers and the creditors committee, together to do that. So that's certainly a part of it. Also, working out the details of how our parishes, our parish families, and our affiliates will be participating with us.
This, what happened today, is just a slight step. Could you explain that? I think some people may think this is awkward.
Well, again, this is an initial sort of provisional agreement between our Catholic family, which is the diocese, the parishes, our affiliates, and also the creditors. The next step is obviously to work with the insurance carriers.
So, how significant is it to come to this?
Oh, I think it's very significant. Yeah. Yeah, it's what we've been waiting for. Yeah, so. God bless. Happy Easter to all of you. Again, my message is one, hopefully, of resurrection and hope, you know, for the diocese, as well as for those who have been victims. Okay. Thank you.
Could you first say and spell your name for us?
Oh, yeah.
Please?
My name is Gary Astridge, Astridge. I'm assuming everyone was in the courtroom today, and I know what's interesting is thinking this through. You guys are all here for sound bites, right, to take back, and but the reality is, in dealing with a lot of survivors, being one myself, the muddies get watered, or the water gets muddied with situations like this, and now it just becomes all about the money. You take $150 million, 30% of that, or 33%, goes to attorneys, $100,000 is left, and that gets divvied up between, you know, 800-plus people. So there's really not much there, and it's not money that's going to change anybody's lives. And for the way we were damaged as people, myself, you know, specifically being a child and being sexually abused and raped, from the ages of 7 to 11, it affects you through your whole life, and something inside you goes dead. So when you sit here, or I sit here and I listen to what happened today, it's like the church still isn't accountable. You know, money is something important to them. Okay, we're going to get a piece of that, but no one's accountable. No one's going to prison. There's all the details that each of the 1,800 plus of us have, that, you know, that where they'd like questions answered. They would like true accountability, and it's not going to happen. And it's very unfortunate, and it's sad. And for me, I thought I was making a lot of progress, being one of the few survivors locally that isn't a John or Jane Doe. And so in some respects, I feel like I'm speaking for those people that are still hiding in the shadows, but it's painful. And unfortunately, even at my being in the fourth quarter of my life, it's not going to go away, and nothing really changes.
Is there any hope for closure here? What would closure look like for you?
Unfortunately, I'm damaged goods, and I think a lot of people would say that had some traumatic experiences. So it's just something you have to live with. And the one thing that I found just through life and through therapy, and it's sad, I still struggle to find the real me. Many times I find myself feeling uncomfortable in situations, and I can laugh and try to fit in to seem like I'm normal, but I truly don't feel, I just feel like damaged goods. So it's unfortunate, and it's very sad.
Gary, I can imagine no amount of money, you know, could really help solve this. How do you move forward? How do you heal from it? How do you heal from it?
Just by being positive, talking about it. Thank God with what happened to me, the values that I had as a child are intact. So, you know, I'm still respectful. I always try to do the right thing. And all the more, having those grounded values makes you see how corrupt the Catholic Church is and still is. And it's a shame that people will, you know, seek peace and comfort from the church when, in my opinion, having this odd experience, they just seem to be very evil.
Is there any vindication in seeing the Holland
War? No, not at all. No, and especially, it seems like too with the Catholic Church, they dance around between Vatican law and federal law, and state law, and however it suits them in situations like this around the world. So the system works for them and doesn't really work for survivors.
What was it like being in court where, you know, they're using words like bankruptcy, and they mention the word survivor abuse, but they're not talking about what happened?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it's hard to stay focused because, once again, you kind of, the reality of what happened gets lost there. And it's interesting when someone like me says, yeah, I'm a survivor from sex abuse. People could take that as face value and just say, oh, wow, that's terrible, I feel sorry. But the reality is, you don't really know. I mean, and it's like, do you really want to hear the story about what happened to me? Do you really want to know? You know, it's disgusting. You know, you wouldn't even be able to print the things that happened to me in my life. But it is what it is. And I'm just glad that I have the chance to speak out on behalf of myself, survivors, and it's still tough. So I guess I did a good job because there's no other questions. All right, thanks everybody.
Dan Chacha too, he's one of the... Oh, sorry, Kevin, go ahead. Why don't you go?
Hello.
Can we get your first last name and if you can spell it for us?
Kevin Brunn. I'm a former member of the Creditors Committee.
Can you spell your last name?
It's B-R-U-N.
One.
I have mixed emotions about today. It's been a long process. We've been at this for over 5 years. And once again, I want to make it clear that I'm speaking only for myself, that I'm disappointed with the offer that's come forward from the diocese. We spent 5 years in litigation, $25 million in legal fees to bankruptcy attorneys, and this is the best they could come up with? Personally, I take this as a slap in the face and an insult to survivors. We're letting the diocese off the hook. I asked Bishop Fisher, you committed 2 years ago to being totally transparent and releasing the secret files so the public could see the level of destruction that was laid upon the citizens of Western New York. He still hasn't released them. Is that being totally transparent? I don't think so. Maybe I'm mistaken. But once again, I want to make it clear I'm only speaking for myself. I'll thank the attorneys that have represented survivors. They put an enormous amount of time in. I guess this is the best they could come up with at this point. They called it step one, but what's disconcerting to me is when Judge Buckeye asked Mr. Donato a direct question, where is the $150 million coming from? He's not quite sure at this point. So to me, this is a shallow offer. It's low, and I'll leave it up to my fellow survivors to form their own opinions. And hopefully it brings closure to some people. It hasn't brought closure to me. Thank you. I'm disappointed, yes. I'm disappointed. I know it's not a popular opinion today, but I'll exercise my right as a survivor. I've got a lot of skin in the game. I've had a lot of trauma come my way, and I don't need to speak about it today, but people who know me know what I'm talking about. So I'll leave it at that. I'm disappointed. And hopefully, as I said, it brings some type of closure to fellow survivors because they're the ones I've cared about from the outset. Not about myself, but representing survivors as best as I could. Thank you.
I'm Steve Boyd, B-L-Y-D.
Dan Chacha.
You better spell your last name for him.
Oh, C-H-I-A-C-C-H-I-A.
We both represent survivors, and we both represent survivors who are on the creditors committee.
Steve, can you kind of walk us through a little bit, just some details about this settlement in principle today?
Well, this is step one, which is the Catholic entities, that is the diocese, the parishes, the school, the other entities, but not the religious orders like the Jesuits and the Franciscans. And it is a $150 million settlement that will be $125 million on the effective date and then another $25 million within a year of the effective date.
Is that still contingent on the insurance or is it separate?
Separate.
Totally separate. And the $25 million, we put in incentives for them to pay it earlier because interest starts to kick in at an accelerated rate starting at 5 months. I think we started at like 5% and it goes up accordingly, 4% and then goes up accordingly until it's paid. So they have an incentive to get that paid as quickly as possible. And we're hoping that they do it before that 5 months, that first interest payment is due.
When will we know the effective date? What can you tell us about
Judge Buckeye issued an order in November setting a deadline for a plan to be submitted by September 1st. So the way it works then is the plan language is worked out among the parties, and then there is a disclosure hearing. And then if the judge approves the plan in the disclosure hearing, he's approving it to go out to a vote to all of the survivors. They'll each get a ballot, and they will, we hope, approve a plan. From that point then, a confirmation hearing will be set several months later, probably 3-4 months later. And on the date of confirmation, that would become the effective date.
If you had to ballpark, I mean, how far out is that timeline from now until that confirmation hearing?
And again, this is just a ballpark because we don't know if we'll get a global settlement with the carriers or not. But if everything went and we did a plan on September 1st, I'd be thinking at an effective date in the first part of 2026.
And how will distribution be divided up for individual victims to receive funds?
Well, I can tell you what's happened in other cases, and it's not fully designed yet here, but in other cases, typically, a claims examiner expert is hired, and that person reviews all of the claims and then makes an allocation claim by claim. Because, you know, some people were horribly abused over many, many years. Some people have only abused a short amount of time but had horrible consequences from that. So every single case is different. So the claims examiner will look at that and then make an allocation.
It sounds like you got a tight timetable and a lot of work to do with the insurance carriers. Are you hopeful that you can get this done in time for September?
I'm much more optimistic because of what's happened in the last 4 or 5 weeks that we're going to come to some resolution. I think the carriers have an incentive because they also want to avoid some litigation down the road. So I think everybody's coming to the table in good faith, and I'm optimistic that we're going to reach something. I wanted to say something a little bit about closure, because Steve and I have represented not just people in the diocese, but victims, you know, schools, sports, everything, right? And although money doesn't solve the problem and make the pain go away, we've seen that it brings closure to some people, that by getting that money, that monetary award, it makes them feel that, oh, someone's admitting that I was wronged. And it does provide closure to some extent. I'm not saying that it's a total closure type situation, but it does help.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that there isn't a monetary amount that will ever give someone back their childhood, ever give them back the mistakes they made as adults because of what happened during their childhood. There's no true justice, there's no true healing, there's no dollar amount that fixes that. Bankruptcy is different from state court. In bankruptcy, we're really focused on what are the assets of the bankrupt entity. We think this is a good deal because we think they've done the best they possibly could. We even saw Judge Buckeye question whether or not they could even afford this. We've had to push them. We did push them. We pushed them as hard as we can. It's now our job to turn the focus to the insurance companies, and we'll try to push them as hard as we can too.
It was briefly mentioned, but what happens with the 17 test cases moving forward?
Our plan right now is to move them forward and make them cases against those individual insurance carriers.
In a nutshell, Steve, today, moving forward, what's the next step?
At 1:30, we start mediation with the insurance companies. We're mediating the rest of today and tomorrow. We've got two more dates scheduled for further mediation with them in the first week of May. And we're just gonna do our best to try to get a deal with insurance companies. In Rochester, we did one insurance company and then the next insurance company and then the next insurance company. And there's only one insurance company that's left outstanding there. So I think we'll probably be in a process where we're trying to negotiate with the most reasonable one and then find the second most reasonable one.
And what is that September deadline again?
The Judge Buckeye said by September 1st, he wants a bankruptcy plan submitted. So any bankrupt entity wants to get out of bankruptcy, they do that by submitting a bankruptcy plan of here's what we're going to do and here's why we should be let out of bankruptcy. So that's a September 1st deadline. He did say if we were making great progress, he would consider a mild extension of that. But right now, September 1st is the deadline.
The $150 million, are you certain that exists? I mean, there seem to be some question.
Yes. I'm absolutely certain that, you know, look, we've had a lot of fights with these lawyers.
For months, years.
Yeah, we've butted head privately, we've butted head publicly. But I have never once believed that they would make an offer that they couldn't fulfill. I know they can fulfill this offer. I trust the bishop at his word. I trust the attorneys for the bishop at their word. They say they're going to be able to make this happen. I believe they're going to make this happen.
And, you know, just to really, how significant is today's settlement?
It's very significant. You know, the Diocese of Rockville Center paid more in cash, but they're a very rich diocese. This is not a rich diocese. And this is a diocese with twice as many claims as Rochester, more than twice as many claims as Syracuse. So I think they've made a very significant cash contribution here. It's not enough. I mean, it's never going to be enough. It just isn't a way it will ever be enough. Even the insurance money isn't going to make it enough. But I think it's extremely significant. And I think for survivors who have held out and stayed strong throughout, and many of them have had dark days throughout this process, I think this is a good day.
In basic terms, how would you describe a global settlement? What exactly is that for people?
A global settlement is a settlement where we have a settlement like this one, which is step one with the Catholic entities, and then a settlement with all of the insurance companies as well.
So it's those two
together.
Together.
Yeah. If we were successful in step one, if we were successful in step two, we get a global settlement. Now in Syracuse, they have not worked out a global settlement. So on Monday of next week, they're at their confirmation stage, which would be their effective date if it's approved. And they only have the Catholic entity money. They don't have any deals with any insurance carriers yet. So it's possible to move forward like that. Our preference would be to move forward with a complete global settlement.
So global means?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Global means it's over.
It was mentioned to have some survivor, statements being told at some point. When would that be around? And do you think that that might also help in just bringing some sense of closure? Because I know a lot of people, you heard, mentioned that the money really is never going to be fully doing the job.
Yeah, Judge Buckeye indicated that he's going to give, and this has been done in other bankruptcies, where he's given survivors a chance to express their feelings on the record and give them a full opportunity to do that. And again, for some people, that gives them the closure they need. So yes, it's a process. We haven't scheduled it yet, and the judge will when it comes time to file a plan.
Now in Baltimore, Judge Harner held several days of those types of hearings at the beginning of the case. And buckle your seatbelt. You cannot believe the painful testimony that survivors will bring. But as Dan said, it is a healing process, especially with that logo behind the judge and the authority of the court standing and listening to their story, because so many people have been, the whole thing was to keep them silent from the very beginning. That's how they got away with this chunk. And to finally be able to say it, the 3 days I spent in Baltimore were among the three most emotional days of my career.
So Steve, just so I'm clear, if a global settlement hypothetically isn't breached, this settlement in principle for the survivor still stands?
Yes, this one stands. And it's possible something in between where, like in Syracuse, it's all Catholic money and no carriers. In Rochester, it's Catholic money, some carriers, not all of the carriers. So it could be just this, it could be a global, or it could be something in between.
And this still has to be put in writing, correct? It's in principle right now.
That's right.
It still needs to be solidified.
That's right.
So potentially some settlement money could go out before everything's...
Potentially, yes. Yep. Thanks,
guys.
Thank you.
I wasn't going to step forward today. My name's Richard Brownell.
How do you spell it, please?
Brownell. I'll say this. A lot of the confusion and the time frame that it takes to close this tragedy is 50 years of mismanagement by the Catholic Church in the Diocese of Buffalo. Numerous churches, they decided to clean house on our time. I personally think, and I think it's evident, money was moved in preparation for this. This is going on nationally, internationally. It's a constant reminder of the facilitation of pedophiles being moved about in different parishes across the country and across the world. I think they have a very well-laid plan. We got the highest percentage with respect to the monies on hand to pay claims. This is way out of line. This is taking way too long. I think that the church hasn't done everything that they could do to settle this in a timely manner. They cleaned house in the process and put the blame on the victims. That's what I think. Thank you.
We get a Brownell, and it's correct to call you a survivor, right?
I always call us victims because we're victims. Yeah, we're here, but we're victims of what the church allotted. They knew what was going on. That's it. Ruined a lot of people's lives. That's a fact. Thank you.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.